to the adventure and put me on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest, who I'm very excited about because, A, I love her. She has a great show on one of our other radio stations and does a TV show with us as well, so you're definitely going to want to check it out. It's called Light Up Your Life, and I'd like to welcome to the show Arti Kumar Jain. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning, Dean?
Oh, I'm doing phenomenal, especially since, you know, like, I do a lot of natural medicine, and I do science, too. And because of that, I had the COVID, and now I'm feeling great.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you have recovered. It, you know, the more that we listen to stories of recovery and ask people, you know, what it was like, you kind of also, I'm always interested to know how things looked for them prior to COVID. Like, what were they doing before?
Yes. And I agree with that. I think we should talk about that here because I didn't change my lifestyle before COVID and to COVID. It's like, I'm still living the same way I did before COVID. But The thing is there's probably a lot of people out there that have stopped living a healthy lifestyle during COVID because of whatever reasons, because of lockdowns and, you know, the mental anguish over everything in a global pandemic. And, you know, for me, that's more of a reason for not only to keep doing it, but to make sure that I stay on the path. I think you're so correct. It must be, you know, the preventative is what helps whatever happens later.
Absolutely. And so Dean, a lot of my work now and a lot of the wellness model is really like everything I do is looking at the prevention model, because otherwise what's happening is, you know, COVID isn't our only health epidemic we have in this country, right? We have obesity that is at astronomical numbers. We have diabetes at astronomical numbers and heart disease. And I say in the United States in specific because of the fact that when you look around the world, those three comorbidities, comorbidity is the idea that you have conditions that exist alongside with each other. And oftentimes obesity and diabetes go hand in hand. And then, of course, the heart disease. So what I'm trying to say is if we don't start looking at things in a preventative lens, and I mean everything, even down to this COVID. Like, I mean, I don't know how you feel, but I think a lot of people stopped exercising because they're used to exercising either at the gym or were going outdoors, and they may live in a place where the weather has changed. And so I always ask people, what is it that you could even do inside? Like, what is something you could do indoors that still exercise in a different way?
Absolutely. I agree. And that's something that I did. I was doing yoga inside virtually. Yeah. And you know what? It's not as fun as going and doing it somewhere, but it's still a way to stay connected, you know, and there's so many things you could do as far as exercise in your house that you don't even realize that, you know, me personally, I don't even like going to a gym. I'd rather do more active things that don't involve having to go somewhere to do it, where I could do it anywhere. And that's what I did during the pandemic. And, you know, even the going outside, you know, if the weather's not great, then you still can just go for a walk. You know, you can, I mean, here's what I found. I'd go for a 30-minute walk every single day, no matter what. I don't care if it's midnight and I'm tired and I need to go to sleep. I still go for my walk if I haven't done it that day, because it's that little bit right there can actually be some of the best, healthiest things you can do.
Mm-hmm. I so agree with you. And what you just brought up was mindset. So when we look at disease prevention, preventative model, wellness, and people trying to achieve dreams and goals and aspirations they have, it really is about conditioning our mind. So a lot of the focus is turned into brain health. Dr. Daniel Amen, who does remarkable work, he's a psychiatrist, but he really looks at the holistic being of health and brain health. And he doesn't even call it mental. He wants to transform how we look at. It's not mental health. It's actually brain health. How do we empower our brain through making sure we have the right diet, nutrients, and really also focusing on how do we eliminate those? They're called automatic negative thoughts, but it's brain training. You know, like you have a mindset, 30 minutes. I'm going to do this no matter what. You said it, even if it's midnight. Yep. You have created a thought pattern and you conditioned yourself.
I think mindset is everything, you know, and it is so important. You're right. And mindset can work against you, too, because like here, OK, you can have the mindset, oh, we're in global pandemic. Oh, I can't go anywhere. Oh, I can't go to the gym. And those are the things that stop you from doing the things you need to do. Like, you got to be creative. And you have to think of the positive side of what is positive coming out of this pandemic. To me, I think one of the biggest positives out of this pandemic is that we were all running at 1,000,000 miles per hour, which was not healthy, with not even a yellow light, much less a red light. And this was a forced red light. This was forcing us to not only slow down, but maybe reevaluate our life instead of just running on the hamster wheel.
Totally. And I'm glad you brought that up. I think we forgot how most of our global world, when we shut down, we allowed it to rest. I mean, I don't know how many years we could have gone in these major cities with all that pollution. You know, when they bring up so many cities that actually got to see the skies, to see the air and you're right. We were definitely going over the red light. And, you know, humans also, we are mammalian, you know, we were designed to rest too. I think we forget that animals find time to rest so often to rejuvenate, and whatever season they're in, when they're hunters and gatherers, they still find time to rest in between. And I think we somehow with our human mind have conditioned ourselves more is better. And Dean, there's no disease that has all, and again, they're doing so much research and all of these institutions about stress. And these are all, inflammation comes from stress in the body. And inflammation is actually when literally there's that pain, that chronic fatigue, all of the things that then mask into leading into all of this illness, right? All of this illness. And what ends up happening is that we haven't given our bodies a chance, our bodies, minds, and spirits a chance to rest.
Absolutely. We needed it too. You know, it's funny because even with all the technology nowadays, there was one day recently that I told my youngest daughter, I'm like, man, some days I just want to take my laptop, my phone, my iPad, and throw it all out the window. And she's like, Dad, who are you kidding? You're more addicted to that stuff than most. And I was like, yeah, but I remember a time when we didn't have it. And you know what? It was a lot less stressful.
That's right. Do you know, I was thinking about that the day before, Dean. So there's no, what's happening with technology is we also don't take a break from work because, for instance, with email, if you check your email at 7 o'clock at night for a major due date, you're still going to respond, right? So we're not turning off the channels that we once did. So I often talk to clients about what is in our, what can we do that we have to shut down? So that is just like the example you used of make sure that 30 minutes a day is something that I look at for myself. It's the same with turning off technology. If we don't, I mean, technology is also a reward system in our brain. It's that dopamine reward system. It loves it. It loves it just like any addiction, right? Alcohol, drugs, sugary foods, all of those addictions. And so I think we have to learn how to manifest what our healthy boundaries are around it. And I agree with you. I think if we get so caught up because it's 100% of our life at this point.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And you think about times when we didn't have it, it's like we were able to deal with that. But you're so right. Like, work never shuts off for anybody anymore. I have actually people that will email and text me at like 3 o'clock in the morning and then wonder why I don't respond at that time too. Like, it's not even the matter that they did it. It's like then they're sending you more messages saying, why aren't you responding? Well, maybe because it's 3 in the morning and I might be sleeping. You know, and there's times that I'm a dummy because there's times I do respond. So I'm just programming them that it's okay. So I'm trying to learn that now to be able to shut down because I'm realizing that my philosophy throughout many years of, hey, I don't punch a time clock. You know, you can reach me anytime has not really been beneficial for me. And I think that's the best advice I could give everybody, you know, set some boundaries because that's the problem in this technology era is nobody is allowed to have boundaries.
Thank you for saying that, Dean. It is boundaries. You know, most people who have teenagers, I work with parents and I say to them, everybody has to have, you know, the basket. We've seen the commercial with the basket where the kids have to throw their cell phones and all devices before they go to bed into the bin. And I say, well, as a parent, you're going to have to do the same thing because we can't have these double standards, right? I mean, my daughters often say, well, what about you? You're on the computer. Well, how come I don't get iPad time? She's five.
So exactly.
The double standard of what we're doing. So we have to live when we talk about authenticity, and you and I are both so into it, but I realize I'm not being authentic with my role of technology, but it's just something I have to consciously, like all of us, if you work for someone, no one's going to tell you to not stop working. If you don't work for anyone, you're never going to stop working either. So those boundaries, like you're talking about, have to be self-created.
Absolutely. You know, I think we need to go into a part two because we're running out of time now for this. And this is so engaging that I think people are going to want to come back and hear more because this is real life right here. And so real quick, what I'd like you to do is if you could tell all the listeners how they can reach out to you, how they can get more information, what you offer and websites, socials, all and your show and all that great stuff.
Absolutely. So Thea Holistic Life Care is a nonprofit that was founded pre-pandemic. It offers coaching services through the lifespan. We will operate not only locally in Virginia, but also nationally. And we also have some global contacts we've made and a big referral system to try to help navigate the system that we exist in. So the website is www.theadiyaholisticlifecare.org. And our IG handler is Thea Holistic Life Care, and as well as our Facebook page. And please tune into our show. It's Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern, but as you know, you can use the interface of all of our Talk for Media channels. You can go on at any time, and it's so accessible. So whenever, if you can't tune in at that time. And we have guests from all spectrums of health and wellness and everything in between. And I would love, Dean, I'm thinking, now that you talk about technology, I really want to get some type of psychologist who really focuses a lot on helping people to develop boundaries around technology.
That's a great idea. I love it. Well, I love everything you have to say. Everybody check it out. Everybody check out Light Up Your Life every Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And thank you, Artie, for everything you do. And there will be a part two.
I'm right back at you, Dean. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.